Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very glad that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. As this program evolves week by week, you will become aware of the divine truth that you are one with all life. And in case you have forgotten, you will be reminded over and over again that you are not the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality, known as the human ego. You are a beloved and powerful child of God. The preparation for anchoring the very first archetypes of the new earth is unfolding in divine order. This is an event that is scheduled to take place in August of this year. The synchronicity of this divine plan is truly wondrous to behold. Lightworkers all over the world have been weaving their unique gifts and their service to the light into this vitally important facet of God's plan. This is something we've all been working toward for literally lifetimes, and at last the moment has arrived, and we are now experiencing the very final steps of preparation. Today I would like to share with you a small fraction of the light work that is paving the way for the anchoring of the archetypes of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. These are the very first archetypes that will be anchored for the immaculate concept, the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This will take place August 16th through the 21st of this year. This will be a global event involving the conscious participation of lightworkers around the world, and it will involve the I Am presence, the higher divine consciousness of every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are aware of it through their conscious mind or not. During our special time together today, we're going to talk about this unfolding divine plan and how each of us can assist in bringing it to fruition in divine order. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the realms of truth than ever before. The divine intent of this video program is to give each of us the opportunity to increase the light that we are adding to the world. The goal of the Company of Heaven is to help us see the bigger picture for the divine plan, and as we witness it unfolding day by day, it will give us a new level of understanding so that we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful or overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from the realms of truth, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness ever manifested in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you are able to join with us live, or whether you're listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God Self and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and breathe out deeply and rhythmically. As you do, ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. See yourself being united with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth as well. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we will now invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically, as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of our Father, Mother, God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving upon this planet into the immaculate concept, the higher frequency vibration of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Now I'd like to share with you some of the light work that is paving the way for the anchoring of the archetypes of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. This is preparation that will be completed by August 16th, when the beginning ceremonies of the World Congress on Illumination begin, which is the first initial impulse of the preparation for the anchoring of those archetypes. This is a multifaceted and multidimensional divine plan, and truly everything that is happening on Earth at this moment is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. Nothing is happening by chance. The presidential elections in the United States of America are a critical part of this plan. The beings of light in the realms of truth have stated that because of the things that are going to be destined to happen on Earth during the next 8 years, these elections are the most important elections that we have ever experienced in this country. On May 18th of this year, the day before a very powerful WESAC full moon, we gave one of our free seminars in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love, and it is a powerful focus for governments for the United States of America. It is where our sacred documents were co-created and signed. These documents include the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution of the United States of America. These documents were divinely inspired, and they contain the immaculate concept of what this country will one day outpicture. Unfortunately, because of humanity's fear-based human egos and our blatant abuse of power for over 200 years now, the truth contained within these documents has often been distorted, suppressed, and cloaked in darkness. During our free seminar on May 18th, the beings of light who are associated with divine government from the realms of illumined truth joined forces with the light workers gathered in Philadelphia, and a powerful activity of light was orchestrated through the unified efforts of heaven and earth. And a cloak of darkness that has suppressed our sacred documents was shattered and transmuted back into light. Now the patterns of perfection for the government of the United States of America are pulsating in through and around the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth. These patterns are beginning to filter into the consciousness of every person who is or ever will be involved with the governments of this nation. The immaculate concept for divine government, which is a government of the I Am Presence, by the I Am Presence, for the I Am Presence of all humanity, will now be available to positively influence the next President of the United States of America and all of those who will be elected into office for this country. Our responsibility as light workers, from now until those elections, is to continually invoke the divine plan and the highest good for all concerned regarding these elections. We must ask Archangel Michael to place an invincible force field of protection around everyone involved with these elections in any way, and all of the people who are dedicated to co-creating divine government in the United States of America. It is important that we also ask that this force field of protection be expanded by Archangel Michael and his legions of power and protection to envelop everyone associated with the manifestation of divine government in every country in the world. Another very powerful step of preparation that took place on the planet occurred during the Universal Lightworkers Conference. This is an annual gathering of lightworkers that was held in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, June 13th through the 15th of this year, 2008. Due to myriad activities of light that have been co-created by the Company of Heaven, the embodied lightworkers over the past few decades have expanded the light effectively enough on the planet that our Mother God has returned to Earth. Her momentum of transfiguring divine love is now integrating into every single person's heart flame. This has brought the blue flame of divine power that is associated with our Father God, and the pink flame of divine love that is associated with our Mother God into balance within each of our heart flames. When these two aspects of our Father Mother God are balanced, they manifest as the infinite power of the fifth dimensional violet flame. Florida is part of the largest portal of the violet flame on the planet. During this gathering of light workers in Fort Lauderdale, the Company of Heaven asked if we would be willing to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity. The divine intent was for us to be the open door for a frequency of the fifth dimensional violet flame that would transmute the obsolete archetypes of humanity's abuse of our masculine power. This abuse of power resulted after our fall from grace eons ago when we closed our heart chakras. This tragic event blocked the portal through which our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, was able to project her divine love into the world of form. And it forced our Mother God to withdraw to a mere trickle of her original divine power and influence in the physical plane. Humanity's abuse of power and the lack of reverence for life that we experience as a result of the withdrawal of our Mother God is the basis for all of the maladies existing on Earth at this time. These obsolete archetypes of imperfection have to be cleared and transmuted into light in order for the archetypes for the new earth to be anchored in the physical plane, which will occur in August. The event that took place in Florida on June 13th through the 15th was a global activity, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on Earth joined in consciousness with the lightworkers in Fort Lauderdale. Several other outer world events occurred during that weekend that helped humanity turn the focus of our attention to the Father and to the positive aspects of the Divine Masculine. Most importantly, Sunday, June 15th, was Father's Day. This day honoring fathers is celebrated in many countries around the world. So during that important weekend, hundreds of millions of people focused their attention on fatherhood and the positive qualities of the Divine Masculine, the qualities that were lost and distorted with our fall from grace when we began abusing our power and misusing the masculine polarity of our energy. On Friday the 13th, one of our beloved news announcers died unexpectedly of a massive heart attack. The shock of that event held the focus of the media for the entire weekend. Tim Russert was a good man and a devoted son and father. On Father's Day last year, he released a book that he had written about his own father. On Father's Day this weekend, after his transition, all of the news reports focused on the positive relationship that Tim had with his father, on the book he wrote about fatherhood, and on his own son. For several days, this gentle man was revered and honored in all aspects of the media. During his memorial service at the JFK Center in Washington, D.C., the song Over the Rainbow was played. Then, as people left the center after the service, a huge double rainbow appeared in the sky over the JFK Center. Another beloved man was honored that same weekend. It was Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday, and there were celebrations and news reports throughout the weekend that reflected what this humble man has done to restore freedom, dignity, and healing to not only the people in Africa, but to people around the world. Nelson Mandela is a wonderful example of the positive use of masculine power, which must now be restored within every person on the planet, whether we are in a male or a female body. During this same weekend, a tremendous purging took place in many places of the world. In the United States of America, we experienced record-breaking floods and wildfires. Mercifully, even though there was loss of property that was tremendous, there was relatively little loss of life. I know that what often appears to be random weather conditions or coincidental earth changes are tragic, but actually they are Mother Earth's way of cleansing the human miscreations and the pollution humanity has inflicted upon her over the years. The beings of light said that the unified efforts of the lightworkers at the Universal Lightworkers Conference in Florida were God victorious, and the obsolete archetypes of humanity's abuse of masculine power, which have actually adversely affected us since our fall from grace eons ago, were shattered and transmuted into light. This victory cleared the way for the next phase of the divine plan of preparation for the events that will take place in August. The next major step of preparation occurred during the summer solstice, June 20th and 21st of this year. Because of cosmic harmonics, celestial alignments, and cycles within cycles, the Company of Heaven said that this was one of the most powerful solstices the Earth has ever experienced. Lightworkers all over the world responded to their heart's call and organized various activities of light that added to the light of the world in myriad ways. The powerful collective effort of these events opened an interdimensional doorway that allowed the Earth to ascend further up the spiral of evolution. The Earth and all her life are now vibrating at a frequency
that will accelerate the expansion of the archetypes of eternal peace and God's abundance once they are anchored in the physical world of form in August. The next step of preparation involved the influx of the light that occurred on the planet through the celebration of the 4th of July in the United States of America. This is a day during which the patterns of perfection that are destined for this country are empowered through the hearts and minds of all Americans. Liberty, justice, freedom, and victory in the light are the keynotes of this celebration. The influx of these divine qualities enhance the preparation for the events in August. On July 7th, another very powerful activity of light was set in place through the divine intervention of the mighty Elohim, the builders of form. Working with lightworkers embodied on earth, these august beings projected their luminous presence into the sun of even pressure, which pulsates in the center of the earth. This blazing sun in the center of the earth embraces the immortal victorious threefold flame in the heart of Mother Earth. From within the heart of Mother Earth, the Elohim magnetized the most intensified frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity that humanity and the earth were capable of receiving. These 12 fifth-dimensional solar rays of light were anchored within each of the 12 solar chakras that pulsate along the axis of the earth. Once the highest frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity and the earth that the earth has ever experienced were secured within each of the 12 solar chakras along the axis of the planet, the mighty Elohim breathed that powerful light into all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. The Elohim projected this monumental influx of light into all of the faults, the cracks and fissures, and the tectonic plates in the body of Mother Earth. Once these weakened areas were strengthened and secured, the Elohim expanded the light into all of the areas where nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and every other invasive practice has wounded the body of this precious planet. The divine intent of this intervention from the Elohim is to secure the earth and prepare this planet and all her life to be able to assimilate and sustain the patterns of perfection for the new earth that will be anchored in the physical plane in August. Now, in the next few weeks, there will be a few more very powerful steps to complete this preparation. On August 1st, there will be a unique solar eclipse. Spiritual astrologers are indicating that this celestial event will open a window of opportunity during which the I Am presence of every person on earth will be able to enlighten the outer mind and empower the divine potential encoded within our RNA and DNA structures. We are being told by the Company of Heaven that this event will greatly enhance humanity's awakening process. The effects of the solar eclipse will build in momentum for 8 days until the opening ceremonies for the Olympic Games, which will take place in China, August 8, 2008. Which is being publicized as 08-08-08. 8 is the number that models the divine fiat, as above, so below. The Olympic Games are always a very powerful time for the planet. They symbolically represent the family of humanity, setting aside our differences as we come together in a consciousness of peace to strive toward our highest level of excellence. For 17 days, it is estimated that approximately 5 billion people will, in one way or another, turn their attention to this global event. This will create a colossal cup of humanity's consciousness through which the light of God will flow to assist all life evolving on Earth. During this unprecedented cosmic moment, these Olympic Games will be more significant than ever before. It is not by chance that the Olympic Games are being held in China this time. At the moment, China is out picturing the full spectrum of what is right and what is wrong with humanity. It is serving as the microcosm of the macrocosm for this planet. And as China is healed and lifted up, all life will be lifted up with her. Pulsating in the etheric realms above China are the etheric temples of beloved Kuan Yin, the goddess of divine family life. This selfless ascended being of light is an exponent of our Mother God. She represents all of the divine qualities of the feminine aspects of deity. Blazing on the altar of Kuan Yin's etheric temple is the violet flame of mercy and compassion. This is the sacred fire that will bathe the earth and all her life during the Olympic Games. Kuan Yin has said this unparalleled purging of the violet flame of mercy and compassion will be the final step of preparation necessary for the anchoring of the first archetypes of the new earth. The influx of divine light that will be initiated at the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games will build in power and might for 8 days. This will bring us to the apex of the Olympic Games on August 16th. On August 16th, the Earth will be bathed in the light of the most powerful lunar eclipse we have ever known. This will occur because after all of the steps of preparation that have been taking place throughout this year, humanity will be vibrating at a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness beyond anything we have experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. We will now be able to access celestial energies that have previously been far above our reach. On the evening of August 16th, 2008, at 7:30 p.m., Mountain Daylight Time, we will begin the opening ceremonies for the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This will be the initial impulse of the process of anchoring the very first archetypes for the new Earth. This event will take place at the Fairmont Chateau Lake Louise, which is held within the embrace of Archangel Michael's focus of power and protection. These etheric temples pulsate above the beautiful Lake Louise and the surrounding mountains in Alberta, Canada. Throughout the week, we will be guided by the company of heaven, and the divine plan will unfold day by day. The light will increase with every breath we take until the first archetypes for the new earth are fully anchored. That will be God victoriously accomplished during the closing ceremonies of light on August 21st, 2008, between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. We will work in the eternal moment of now, so no matter when you can join with us in consciousness, if you are not going to be physically there, your I Am presence will weave your magnificent light into the cup of our collective consciousness. Know that we are all one, and we will all be in our right and perfect place for this wondrous global activity of light. During the week, ask your I Am presence for guidance, and you will know exactly how you can best support this facet of the divine plan. If your heart is calling you to be physically present at that event at Lake Louise, there are still a few rooms available. We must release these few rooms back to the hotel on July 17th So if you are interested, please register as soon as possible in order to assure your space. This is the prime time for the Chateau, and they are always sold out. You can find all of the details you need to attend this gathering of lightworkers on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org. And you can go directly to the link that says the 22nd Annual World Congress on Elimination. I'd like to elaborate on some of the additional facets of this unfolding divine plan and this event that's going to be taking place in August, so that you will be able to remember and understand the magnitude of this opportunity that's being presented to us. The legions of light throughout infinity are embracing the earth and all her life in powerful force fields of divine love and protection. In spite of some of the horrific things that we see taking place all over the world, nothing is happening by accident. The I Am presence of every person that's involved in these events has agreed at some level to participate in this facet of the purging and cleansing process in which the earth is now involved. We have all been preparing for eons of time to assist with this healing event. And even if we are not aware of it on a conscious level, our I Am presence certainly is. And we have all of the skill, knowledge, wisdom, courage, and strength we need to succeed God victoriously in whatever it is that we have agreed to do during this time. This is true even if the facet of healing process involves some people leaving the physical plane. It is imperative that in the meantime, we keep on keeping on until these patterns of perfection for the new earth are manifest in every detail and we have moved into the splendor and joy of this new frequency and reality. It's important that we stay focused on the light and that we know that the light of God is always victorious and that we are that light. This is a moment that we have all been working toward, the moment we knew would one day arrive, but that we were afraid we would not see in our lifetime. This is the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness and chaos will be reversed, and the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be permanently established on Earth. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on Earth are beginning to flow from the realms of living truth into humanity's hearts and conscious minds. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support to bypass the old paradigm, greed, and corruption that caused the problems in the first place. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain practical, viable solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, there are still souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress the knowledge of these solutions and the corrupting technologies that they are using to block this influx of light. There are technologies now that will transform these old, obsolete patterns and bring in new technologies to change the earth. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end, and this is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of the tenacious and dedicated work of light workers around the world. Lightworkers around the world have been magnetizing the fifth-dimensional patterns of the Earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet. Because of this selfless service to the light and the unprecedented assistance we have received from the Company of Heaven, we have at last reached a critical mass. This is creating an unstoppable quantum shift that is lifting Mother Earth and all her life out of the distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the patterns of supreme harmony and balance of the new Earth. The legions of light in the realms of the Lumen Truth have said that this year, 2008, will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The beings of light have affirmed that this is the year in which humanity's ascent into the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God will be reclaimed as our divine birthright. During this momentous time, we will burst the paralyzing grip of our fragmented human consciousness and this obsolete aspect of our personality that has manipulated us for eons will be transformed back into light. This part of our personality has manipulated us into believing that we are only our physical body, and it has oppressed us and made us believe that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if it means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm this statement. This is a new day on planet Earth, however, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Your I Am presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness because of the urgency of the hour. We are all being called to a higher service. We are being asked to join with the Company of Heaven to co-create an outer world activity of light that will allow the light of God to flow into the planet in ways we have never before experienced. It is very difficult to express the magnitude of this opportunity by means of verbal communication. So as you listen to these words, take them into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you the truth of this message and what your part of this divine plan is. We have finally reached a critical mass that will bring the patterns of perfection for the new Earth tangibly into the physical plane. The first and most important patterns of perfection that will manifest on Earth involve the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. It is an irrefutable natural law that God's abundance and eternal peace are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God. Without God's abundance, eternal peace will not be sustained. And without eternal peace, God's abundance will not be sustained. When we fully comprehend this truth, we begin to get a glimpse of the magnitude of the opportunity that is being presented to humanity this year. There will be several ways in which people will participate in this opportunity. The most important thing is for us to consider what our part of this plan is. We have all been preparing for lifetimes for this opportunity. We have each been trained by our I Am presence to fulfill a particular part of this divine plan. And it is imperative that we ask our I Am presence for guidance then we must listen to the promptings of our heart. And as we do, we will learn what our specific part of this divine mission is. Archangel Michael and the entire company of heaven are asking lightworkers around the world to respond to this clarion call according to the inner promptings of your heart. We are being asked to increase our service to the light. This, in fact, is why we were given the privilege of embodying on Earth during this auspicious moment of Earth's ascension. Lightworkers from all over the world are being asked to gather within the force field of Archangel Michael's focus of light, which pulsates in through and around the pristine beauty of Lake Louise and the exquisite mountains in Alberta, Canada. Together we will form a mighty transformer of light through which the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be anchored and co-created in the physical plane of Earth. We will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, so that the I Am presence of every awakening soul will be able to manifest the archetypes of abundance tangibly in each one's life. This will open the flow of God's abundance and eternal peace in ways that we have never before experienced. This must be a joint effort. No matter how capable the legions of light in the realms of limb and truth are, or how committed these beings are to helping us reclaim our divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace, they do not have permission from on high to do this for us. They cannot interfere with our free will. All they can do is respond to our willingness to serve as instruments of God in the physical plane. But amazingly, once we respond to our heart's call and volunteer to do whatever it takes to be the open door that no one can shut, the floodgates of heaven will open to assist us. These selfless messengers of God have been given permission by our Father, Mother, God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This means that the more lightworkers who respond to this clarion call, the more powerful we will be, and the more light the company of heaven will be able to add to this divine plan. The vehicle that is being used to gather lightworkers within the force field of Archangel Michael at Lake Louise in Canada is the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will occur over the anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 16th through the 21st in 2008. This life-transforming annual event has taken place every year since Harmonic Convergence in 1987. This year will be the 22nd World Congress on Illumination. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. The synchronicity of this event with the unfolding divine plan has been orchestrated by the company of heaven. Our time is at hand. Listen to your heart, and you will know what your part of this divine plan is. Archangel Michael is awaiting your response. Ask the company of heaven for assistance, and the floodgates of heaven will open to pave the way for you to attend this activity of light, if that is your heart call. Trust yourself, and trust that inner knowing. All is well. There will be many ways in which lightworkers all over the world will participate in this unprecedented opportunity. Many will have the heart call to serve as the hands of God on behalf of all humanity, and they will travel to Archangel Michael's focus of light to become the mighty transformers through which the light of God will flow to anchor the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace in the physical plane of Earth. Some lightworkers will be inspired to travel to various sacred sites on the planet to anchor the new archetypes that are being anchored within the focus of Archangel Michael into Mother Earth's crystal grid system. Other light workers will gather with their groups in their own locations to weave their light and love into this unified activity of light. And still others will join in consciousness from the solitude of their own sanctuary. All of these ways of participating are vital to the success of this divine mission. The important thing is for you to truly listen to your heart and respond according to your particular facet of this divine plan. No one else can do this for you. Trust your inner knowing. No matter where you are guided to be, know that we are all one. Precious heart, your light and love is needed now. This sacred conclave, let me describe a little bit about it to you. It will be a celestial experience for everyone involved, whether you're tuning in consciousness or joining us physically there. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, Archangel Michael and the spiritual hierarchy will reveal the next phase of the plan to us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light under the divine guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our mission will be victoriously accomplished. This event, as I mentioned, will take place at the exquisite Chateau Lake Louise near Banff, Canada. The pristine beauty of this focus of light is awesome to behold. It is easy to perceive the reality of heaven on earth when you absorb the wonder of nature existing in this magnificent place. When you enter this portal of light, you will experience the embrace of Archangel Michael. And within the divinity of your heart flame, you will remember the full magnitude of your mission during this cosmic moment on earth. With this realization, you will be filled with bliss and elation. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your selfless service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light. We will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, by the entire company of heaven and the I Am presence of all humanity. We will be joined by the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, the mighty Elohim, the legions of angels throughout infinity. All of this will occur within the infinite body of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God. All that is. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us, but the lightworkers on earth will be the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. Our responsibility is enormous, but when we join our hearts together, we will succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love pouring forth from the beings of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation being sent to you from on high for your willingness to serve humanity and all life during this critical moment in the evolution of this blessed planet. When you make your travel arrangements, you will fly into Calgary Airport in Calgary, Canada. Then you will take a shuttle to Lake Louise, and this is a 3-hour drive from Calgary to Lake Louise, but you will not mind this portion of the trip at all because the scenery is exquisite. Just be sure to allow yourself enough time. The opening ceremonies will begin at 7:30 in the evening of August 16th. When you register for the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination, we will send you a confirmation letter with instructions that you'll need to reserve your space on the shuttle to Lake Louise. And remember, if you're not a Canadian citizen, you must have a current passport, so be sure that you make those arrangements in plenty of time. Now I'd like for you to join me in consciousness just for a moment, as we send our love and gratitude forth for the opportunity that we have been given to serve humanity and all life during this cosmic moment on Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and beloved legions of light throughout infinity, who have come to assist us during this sacred time, we send forth our love and our gratitude in deep humility for the privilege of being able to serve the light of God in the physical world of form. As we fulfill our parts of this glorious divine plan, we send forth our love to you for the assistance that you are giving all life on this precious planet. And we are eternally grateful for your presence in the universe. The sacred fires of God, the momentum from the heart of creation, blessed flames, the divine substance of the cosmic I Am, all that is, we thank you for your obedient service to the children of Earth and for the light that you are adding to the world. Clothed in the gratitude from our hearts, expand now within every heart flame. Perpetually lift every soul into the embrace of his or her I Am presence, and permanently unite everyone with the divine heart and mind of God. Allow every person to be the physical manifestation of the new earth here and now, as we expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. I realize the oneness of all life, and in deep humility, I bow before the light of the cosmos as I serve as a pulsation of light in the body of the Supreme Source, I Am. And so it is, beloved, I Am. Precious hearts, if you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth, please visit our website, www.eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up there to receive our free monthly email newsletter that contains timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we're receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope, encouragement, and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times on planet Earth. On our website, you will always also find other products and things that will be available to support what you are learning and how you are growing. We have books, CDs, tapes, DVDs, and that we can order a monthly publication, a physical publication of our newsletter called Take Charge of Your Life. Remember that you are here in the physical plane at this time because you have been prepared to assist during Earth's ascension in the light, and you have unique abilities to add to the light of the world in ways that no one else does. So listen to your heart and know that your time is at hand. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this planet. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to light. Please join us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.